Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I did not know this, but Sterling is taking a part-time job as a male dancer. Did you know that? Good morning.
That's a readily available button.
You
Oh, yeah, you have your own button.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
Listen. And it may not seem like it should be your button, but
your
button.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to get to Adult Toy Prices Right. But Sterling, God forbid you're known as a man with a giant penis and the willingness to dance for ladies. Sterling Silver's his dance name. Just watch for him out there. He's handsome.
You made up the name of that club. That doesn't exist. I looked at the yellow pages.
Ball jugglers.
That does not exist, man.
I don't know that. Where do the men dance these days?
Oh, Diamond Joe's. No idea.
Diamond Joe's. They do.
Oh, I don't know if it exists anymore.
I'm like, I got nothing.
Yeah. See, not speaking from personal experience. It's just a commercial
shadowy.
I heard.
Everything is
another
shady.
DJ do it a long time ago.
He is very shady. He does Sterling no Silver. People don't even know. He's out there just shaking his moneymaker.
COVID?
I got the allergies.
Oh.
No, I wish I'd get to go home for 2 weeks.
Because now I get to go home for 2 weeks, if that's the case.
If you have it, yes.
Yeah.
No, it's I.
Well, if you have it, because now I'm like 4.5 feet away from you.
Listen, I think we all know who
closer
gave
than that when we're in the restroom. I know.
Kidding me? I can't get far enough away from him. By the way, I'd like to tell everybody your terrible crime.
What? Go ahead.
You know.
The bike?
Nope. He poops in a cripple guy stall.
Oh, dude.
What?
That's the other brother that's in the building. I'm sorry, that's not me, man. That's No. You got your men mixed up, man.
All right. That's the other.
Which could not look anything alike.
If you say so. I believe it's
there's
you.
There's two of us at work overnight, so you know them both.
I say to him, I go, I'm just going to look. Poor little kid's outside crying in his wheelchair, just wet his pants because he can't get in.
They could always toss me out, man. That's what I'm saying.
They can't even stand up. He's out there. Sterling Silver sets his brake, runs down the hallway.
Wrong one.
Yeah. Wrong one. Oh, I know.
Where's the music to go with this story, man?
Poking on a big fat
no
BBC. No. Big what?
Now, you know I'm going to run to 20 people today and go, hey, Sterling, what's up with the BBC thing? I said, where'd you hear that?
I say, tell him you'll meet him in the bathroom.
Kind of speaks for
himself. I'm telling you, dude, he blocked the sun out. It was terrible.
After I get released from this job, I guess Sterling Silver will be applicable.
He's available.
I need a dollar.
Giving the people what they want.
All right. Do you want to stick around while we give some dildos away?
Absolutely.
You're going to have to find some headphones out if you want to hear them.
I think I got to go fix something.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny. The Baron of Butt Plugs. The Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Prices Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience. Then we describe the item that's up for bid. The listeners place their bids. The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize. And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do I see here? Jessica and Amanda. I see Joel Anthony and Luke. Jake is talking to another girl right now. All right, well, let's start with Joel. Joel, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself.
Jack. Well, I'm 31. I'm single. I got a sleeve and a pair of BFFs.
A pair of BFFs?
Yep.
A pair?
It's about a 12-pound piece of silicone. It's got two booties and two vaginas.
See, I thought there was something else. I thought you told me you had a friend with benefits.
Yeah, I got a couple of those too.
Yeah, but you, 31, you're single. You ever been married? Nope.
Been married back in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. How long did that last?
Not very long.
What happened?
Well, she decided she was going to sleep around and decided I was going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Had to do some time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, bad kid.
Are we better now, Joel?
100%, my brother.
All right, then. You're going to play today. You stay right there because I got to get Anthony on. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, good morning, Johnny. My name's Anthony. I'm 34, been married 12 years. And my wife and I, she's got a small little bullet type thing, and I've had a sleeve for a little while.
Are you jogging right now? You sound like you're out of breath. You all right?
I'm fine. I'm just an old man.
You're 34, man. But marriage, man, it'll age you like in dog years, won't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Very much so.
So your wife has a little bullet, but nothing for you, and you guys, are you not into toys? How's the sex life after 12 years?
Oh, it's great. No complaints at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, who are you going to complain to? The one who doesn't give it to you?
That's why I call on the radio shows in the morning.
I love you. Joel, Anthony, you stay there. I got to talk to Luke. Luke, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Johnny? 29, married. I don't have anything personally, but my wife has to clone a Willie.
Oh, did she clone yours?
I did it for her.
Now, see, that's a guy thinking right there. You're thinking, they love my D so much. I'm gonna go ahead and mold one of it so there's another one just like it. Now there's two of us.
Just make sure she stays with me.
Yep. When you leave town, it's still there.
Would you be weirded out if she was with another fake penis?
No.
That sounds like a yes.
No. She had one. It just broke down.
Mm-hmm. Or someone threw it away and gave her yours. That's surprising. I'm really surprised you haven't done that, T. As a parting gift for every girl you swing with.
That yeah. Would be bad.
All right. Well, listen. By the way, is it hard to do that, Luke?
It's weird.
Yeah, I would think so. I really would.
It takes about a day to dry.
How long do you have to stay erect in order for the mold to set?
I think it was like 2 minutes, but I mean, you lose it really quick. It's cold.
Yeah, well, and you can't do anything, so, you know, to keep it going.
It pretty much molds real quick.
Hmm. Do you pour it? Because I'm curious, because I've never done it. You put yourself in it, or do you put yourself in and then pour on top of you?
It is a tube, and you put yourself in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's on Amazon. I think it was like $30.
I got to tell you, it's one thing to give your wife the finished product. It's another thing to have her walk in, and you're just sticking it in this weird pudding cup.
She already knew I had it, and she did walk in.
All right, Luke, Anthony, Joel. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over. We'll receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home, fellas.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Femme Fatale Private to Go Stroker from California Exotic Novelty.
Private guys, what do you do when you need a place to shoot your goo? Yeah, you don't want no one watching you. You're a private guy. It's a fact. You're a busy guy, and you don't always have time for a leisurely jerk session. Which is why in today's fast-paced world, the fine folks at California Exotic Novelties developed the Femme Fatale Private to Go Coochie. A compact, discreet stroker ready to please you whenever and wherever.
Oh, at the office, in your car, at a restaurant, or a bar.
You can discreetly enjoy her on the go.
So as you can see, the first quarter projections are looking good for the stockholders. Jim?
Yeah, boss?
What in the actual hell are you doing?
Nothing.
You're having sex with a stroker in the middle of the meeting.
Well, if you knew, why'd you ask me?
You can't do that.
Sure I can. The package says I can do it on the go anywhere. It's discreet.
You're standing at the head of the table with your pants around your ankles. Everyone can see you.
Oh, well,
this is awkward.
I know.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to do.
Right.
Finishing was not what I had in mind.
You're making turtles. It's the Femme Fatale Private to Go Stroker from California Exotic Novelties. It can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
And it's, I'm only going to be able to give it a cursory look over because it's hermetically sealed.
Oh, okay.
It's got the shrink wrap all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only guess.
Nice.
Yes. Yes. Do you have any of these?
No, I do not.
Would you use one if you had one? Listen, we could all lie and say we won't.
Sure. Did I wait too long to answer that question?
Yes. I'm sorry. But there's that moment of shame in every man's life. You're like, I had a couple
damn.
Of drinks
and I'm down.
Yes. All right. So let's see what they would bid on that. All right. Joel. Single? Is that right, Joel? You're single. 31.
Yeah, I'm single.
All right, bye.
Yeah. I'll go, $59.99.
59? Yep, 59. All right. Anthony.
Yes, sir. $39.99.
Now, would your wife be weirded out if she came home and you were using this, Anthony?
Oh, she would be weirded out if I drove all the way to the station to even pick it up.
Right. But you do think she also might be relieved that there was another option besides her.
Oh, I think if there was another option besides her, she would probably destroy it.
All right. Wow. That's the kind of jealousy I did.
That kind of girl.
All right, then. All right, fine. And finally, Luke.
Let's go $36.95.
The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price
$28.99.
Damn, Luke.
Overbid, but Luke, cool hand Luke, takes it home.
Sweet.
All right. All right, Luke, remember, wash this thing out or it's going to get real weird real fast.
Absolutely.
All right, stay right there. All right, Anthony, Joel, what do I have for these guys? You know what? Nothing says consolation prize like a $50 gift card to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Rock and I'll take the BFF there.
Yeah, there you go. Stay right there, man. Hold on. It's such a weird consolation prize, but it's literally all I have right now.
It's a good one, though.
It is. I love Jazz. But...
I see.
Hey, I dig Luke's voice. Sweet.
Yeah, right? Well, you know what? What's your status right now? You got a girl right now or no?
That had to be no.
Well,
been like that for years.
I've seen you run around with girls.
I go out eat people. Excuse me.
Wow.
I go out eat with people. I go out to movies with people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is the show over?
You are a cunning linguist. I have to find Jessica. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny. I'm Jessica. I'm 35. I am recently engaged to a woman because I'm a lesbian. And nice. We have some strap-ons, dildos, and vibrators, just your basic stuff.
I love this. Have you always been a lesbian? Is this recent?
No, since I was 17. So most of my, most of my life, I guess.
Yeah. No, trust me. I understand it completely. Women are better than men. We're weird. We're stupid. We're smelly. We don't listen. It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of agree, yeah.
But on the other hand, how fast did you move in with this girl?
It took us,
3 days.
9 months.
9 months.
3 days. 9 months.
All right. Ooh. All right, so is this your first time you've been married?
Oh, no, unfortunately not.
How many girls have you married?
Can I lie? No, honestly, I've been married twice before, both women.
Yeah, well, good. I love it. By the way, how is our standing as a show in the lesbian community?
I like it. I don't know about anybody else.
Listen, you need to spread the word, man. Nobody's a bigger fan of girl-on-girl action than I am.
I know that. That's why I love you.
Yeah, all right. I love you back. All right, you stay right there.
I'll see what I can do. Okay.
All right, Jessica, you're going to play. I got to get Amanda on. Amanda.
Hello.
What's your story?
I am 36. I am recently together with a new boyfriend, and we have like a wee vibe, and we both very much so enjoy it.
You are. Now, have you ever been with a woman?
Oh, yeah.
Every girl does now. Do you know? Ever notice that, Sterling? Every girl who calls his show.
And it wasn't just, it was like, oh, yeah.
It's always old school.
Well, like, it's been a while. When I was in my younger years, I had an older boyfriend, and we would go to, like, S&M B&D parties and stuff. So, and because I was younger, I was the one that got tossed around.
Hey, I never heard about this stuff until my 40s.
So.
All I heard is me getting some kind of a deposition later. I was the young one, so they tossed me around.
Oh, I wasn't complaining.
Okay, because for a minute it didn't really sound like, you know.
Like a salad.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, I understand what you said. You, Jessica, have you ever tried a man the way she's tried a woman?
Yeah, back in high school.
That was enough. That was enough, wasn't it?
That was
Jessica's like,
enough, yeah.
Okay, ain't nothing special about that. See you later. All right, Jessica, man, hold on. I got to get Samantha on. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny, it's Samantha. I'm in my office.
Are you at work?
Yes, I'm at work.
That's why you're
calling. Trying to be quiet.
All right. So what's tell us about yourself.
I have a vibrators, dildos. I've got quite the selection.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me where you work, but what type of work do you do?
I'm in insurance.
Nice. Now, Samantha, have you ever been with a girl?
No.
Would you be willing to learn with Amanda and Jessica?
Yep.
All right. Girls are just cool. All right, Samantha at work, Amanda with a new boyfriend, and Jessica with a new strap-on and an engagement pending. You know how this works. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid in case of an overbid, just like it happened a second ago. The closest one will take it home.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Seduce Me Curved Double Dome from Nastoys.
Well, if you're looking for something to do tonight and you want to make your lower half a bit airtight, we got something here that you ought to know. It's a double-headed dome that goes in both of your holes. It is a two-inch silicone veiny purple pleasing beater.
Two-inch silicone veiny purple pleasing beater.
A double-headed donger that goes in your coochie and your keister. It's quite a sight to see.
Two holes.
Oh, well, it's 13 inches long and it is phthalate-free. And to figure how it works, you do not need a degree. Yeah, to insert this double donger, it ain't so tough.
Yeah, Parko's in your coochie and Parko's up your butt.
It's the Seduce Me Double Dong and Veiny Purple Pleasing Beater.
Seduce Me Double Dong and Veiny Purple Pleasing Beater.
A veiny double donger that goes in your coochie and your keister. It could be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Wow.
That's a close description. Close.
You know, I enjoyed that enough. I want to hear it again, actually.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Seduce Me Curved Double Dome from Nastoys.
Well, if you're looking for something to do tonight and you want to make your lower half a bit airtight, we got something here that you ought to know. It's a double-headed dome that goes in both of your holes. It is a two-inch silicone veiny purple pleasing beater.
Two-inch silicone veiny purple pleasing beater.
A double-headed donger that goes in your coochie and your keister. It's quite a sight to see.
Two holes.
Oh, well, it's 13 inches long and it is phthalate-free. And to figure how it works, you do not need a degree. Yeah, to insert this double donger, it ain't so tough.
Yeah, Parko's in your coochie and Parko's up your butt.
It's the Seduce Me Double Dong and Veiny Purple Pleasing Beater.
Seduce Me Double Dong and Veiny Purple Pleasing Beater.
A veiny double donger that goes in your coochie and your keister. It could be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
It's actually better than most of the new music that's coming out. Today.
I agree. Thank you so much.
What is it again?
It's a two-headed. I can't even say it all now. It's a veiny purple pleasing Peter.
Where's it go?
In your coochie and your keister.
Right. Let me see this thing. All right. I see. So it's not big girth wise, but it is 13 inches, and it's in a U shape. And here's the disturbing thing about the box. It's like a anatomical cutout,
mm-hmm.
like from the side.
Yeah.
So you can see where the anus mm-hmm. and the vagina would be. And then it shows it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like there's an impaction. like there's something going on here. Like, you're like, hey, we probably better go to a doctor. But
it's purple.
Yeah, and it's in a U shape. This part goes one, this part goes in the other. You can choose.
To each his own.
Which would you decide? Do you have a preference?
No.
Because one side's bigger than the other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Either way.
Need to be. You can switch it up.
Right? Blabba don't. Not what
you
start.
No. I mean each time. Each time.
Right, because everybody knows you can't go
each
from the
setting.
Can't go from the jacuzzi to the pool.
No.
Is substantially bigger than the other side.
You can go pool jacuzzi, but you can't go jacuzzi pool.
No jacuzzi pool.
All right, I'm gonna put that. Irony. I'm gonna put it back in the box. Mm. All right. Put it over there. All right, we're going to start with you, my lesbian friend. Jessica, what would you bid?
Oh, let's do $49.93.
By the way, someone texted in, what does a lesbian bring on her second date? And then he replied, a U-Haul.
No, not. No. There's too many crazies out there. No.
Listen, I'm just repeating. You stay there, though. I love you. By the way, when are you getting married?
You.
When are you getting married?
September 25th of this year.
Excellent. Congratulations again. All right. Amanda, what would you bid?
52.
And finally, Samantha, quiet at work, what would you bid?
What was the first one again?
First one was $49.93. Amanda bid 52. What do you do?
I'm going to go with $39.99.
She's going low, ladies. $39.99. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
$25.99.
Sam, it's going to go on your vagina and your butt.
I'm excited.
Yes. Do you enjoy a little ass play, Sam? Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Everybody's so happy for you.
Yeah.
All right, you stay right there. Hold on, Sam. All right. Here's the thing. I feel like we should do something for... Do we have something for Jessica, like, as a wedding gift?
I think we might have a couple of...
I don't want to hear, I think we might. Yes? No?
Okay, I'm going to say yes.
Yes?
Sure.
Yes?
Yes.
Anything you prefer, Jessica?
No, I'm just excited to get whatever he wants to get.
I feel like it's an important thing to give you a wedding gift.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right, you stay there. I'm going to make sure you get something, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, by the way, is it weird to you, like, if you and the girl screw around with, like, dildos and stuff, if they look like a penis?
Is that weird to me?
Yeah,
well, no,
or do you just ignore the fact that it's penis-shaped?
Well, I tend to... how do I say this? I give her a hard time with the fact of how it looked, and then I just kind of give it to her. So, I mean, it's whatever.
Oh, I see. We have an act that we like to play.
Not too much. Just the basics. I mean, we're not real crazy.
You get a little role playing in?
Just a little.
You ask her if you like that? You play the guy part?
Well, of course.
That's true. Yes, I just want to come watch it. All right. You stay right there, Jessica. Hold on. Yeah. Hey, don't look at me weird, Nick.
I'm not looking at anybody weird.
I want to watch a couple girls with a dildo.
If
Sterling,
it's love.
You want to watch it? I don't care if it isn't
once.
Love. I don't care if they hate each other.
I support it.
Like, once? You want to see it at least once, right?
Once.
And you like the tea?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure we're all still there. Would you watch?
Of course.
Yeah. Side note, Amanda, you want to go? Can I give you? You want to go to jazz?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get you hooked up. I'm sorry. You were right there. I love you. Stay apart. One time, we used to do this thing for birthdays years ago, where you had it was the Dream Girls.
Yep.
So they used to stop by the show, and we'd do dirty stuff. And so when somebody would have a birthday, I would just call, and they would show up, and they would do this. It was dirty. Like, it was a dirty, dirty show. So I realized it was my friend Danny from Waldo Pet's birthday that day, in the kind of middle of the get-together at my house, and I quietly dialed it up. Then, like, an hour and a half later, ding dong, comes in. All of a sudden, music changes, and there's just dildos everywhere, like, bah, 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 bah. What I didn't think was I had neighbors that could stop by, and I had the guy who taught me to fly that powered parachute, and his wife was really religious, and I just didn't even consider they were civilians.
Yeah.
And they literally, those ladies looked around the corner, and I felt awful because, I mean,
whoops.
Tim and Tina were dear friends, and they were just, that was just not their thing at all. So I feel like an asshole.
But you already paid for it, so.
And that dude was never allowed to come back to my house again, the other guy that taught me to fly. His wife never, ever let him, because they lived all the way down in like Pittsburgh. Yeah. Yeah, there's an awkward moment where it's like girls are both on either end of a double-headed dildo, and you look, and your neighbor's going, oh, And I'm like, what was I thinking?
That's not a normal neighborhood gathering.
That was like Chris Farley, stupid.
You let your worlds collide.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With four locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you.
Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.